Case number 10,335, Thomas and Patricia Cassett, southeast intersection of Road 390A and Road 388, a special use exception to place a windmill.
Names and addresses.
Thomas Cassett, 37035 Bear Hole Road, Subbyville, Delaware.
Are you going to be testifying?
I may, yes.
Yes. Why don't you come up and be sworn in at the same time? Your name and address.
Greg Minosh, 25732 Timmons Lane in Dagsboro, Delaware.
Would you all put your hands on the Bible, please?
Can you say your last name for me?
Menoche.
You all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are y'all? We're asking to put up a sky screen. It's a sky screen 3.7 residential power appliance. It's a windmill, and we're asking for that. Something I've always wanted to do. The time's right. The technology's right. We feel like it can work in harmony with the environment and not be a nuisance to the neighborhood and won't have any ill effects to the neighborhood. From a technical standpoint, I want it to go higher. I want it to go higher than 45 feet. But I thought you have to have reasonableness in this. You have to have a ceiling, and that's high enough to be able to achieve the effects I want. This is step two in my thing. My first thing my wife and I have is a geothermal system. The wind appliance is step two. And number three would be some solar. We'll have that on the ground. I don't think we'll need a variance for that. So our goal is to be completely 100% power, have our own power plant there at the house. So get an electric car, plug it in, and really be rolling. So that's what we like to do. Is there any questions? Or does that need explaining? If you need, this is Greg Minosh. He's the installer. If you need technical information, the sound or whatever, he can answer it a lot better than I can.
All right, sure. Thank you.
Anybody next to you, next to the windmill?
It's an unbuildable, it's a lot that's nothing on it right now, but we've talked to the people that own it, and they don't have a problem with it.
And other lot on the other side, we own.
On the opposite side?
On the opposite side, yeah.
That's on the corner?
Yes.
On the corner.
Yes.
This is on a freestanding, on a separate pole?
Yeah, it has its own foundation, its own pole. It's not affixed to the home at all.
The size of the pole is what?
45 feet.
Diameter, and how's it being affixed to the ground?
It uses an anchoring system. There's about a 7 foot by 7 foot pad, and it's about 3.5 feet deep. The new system I use, really the footprint of it, all you have is about a 2 foot diameter sonotube. The rest of the foundation of the concrete is under the landscape of dirt and topsoil.
And is it wind rated, or does it have a wind speed that it's guaranteed to survive?
Yes, sir.
Survive?
I can pass out to you, if you don't mind, a little spec sheet. I think some of you have seen it before, but if I can give it to her, you can pass it down while we speak.
I think his question is more specifically the pole and not the windmill.
Right. It's rated for 140 miles an hour. And that's an engineered foundation.
And the specific type of soil on the property?
Yes, sir. That's it, worst case scenario.
Does an engineer supervise or verify the installation after it's been completed?
In the county right now, there is none. But I have been to the training at Southwest Wind Power. There's my certificate. I went in September, and I'm certified by them to do the install using their authorized footprint and foundation that's been engineered.
Would you be willing to submit a written certification after installation's completed that it's been done according to the specification?
Absolutely.
Our concern grows from recent windmills that were installed and didn't stand the test of wind simply because of the shoring or the foundation that it was installed on.
Okay.
Type of soil, I believe, was sand, and that's why we're thinking that maybe an engineered certification might be appropriate.
Yes, sir. I can supply those. They've got even some. I've got a soil scientist that's available to me, and he can do boring samples to determine the type of soil. He's recommended on a job site. I didn't get the contract, but it was his recommendation was to drive pylons into the ground to shore up the foundation. So I think I've got my bases covered in terms of checking the soil type and matching the soil type to the engineer's specifications for the size. And actually, I probably could use less, but I'm actually using more concrete, the maximum that's permitted on the drawings, and square footage-wise. It's only a couple more yards of concrete, but the cost of that is much less of a concern than the safety of one continuing to stand.
So in addition to concrete, you'll have pilings driven for this?
Not on their soil, they do not, no. And the foundation, the engineered stamp and drawings uses a fiber in the concrete, along with my mason, who's my best friend, he also puts rebar in it. So there's a rebar mesh about 3 inches from the bottom, along with rebar that's a few inches from the top, under the top of it. And the anchor bolt system is, it uses about an inch and a half anchor bolt that is 42 inches long. So they're quite substantial.
And he's had one on your property for how long?
Mine's been up since April. And I've been here before, but I've offered the invitation again. Anytime you'd like, please come on out and take a look at it. So what we're asking for, again, like you know, is that special use exception. And we don't believe in the studies that the company has done and the studies that are out there that, if anything, there is no adversity to the neighborhood. If anything, it's going to raise the value of their home and the adjoining homes that are in the area. There's no guide wires, even for his 45-foot tall pole. There's no guide wires to it, so it's not a whole lot of extra real estate. It's still aesthetically pleasing. And the design, as you can see from the picture, is very aesthetically pleasing also. It's made for durability and long life, and it blends in with the environment, which would be great in the surrounding area that they live in and anybody else in the county.
Is there a reason that you wouldn't install this 45 feet from the property line?
I'm sorry?
Is there a reason you wouldn't install this 45 feet from the property line?
No, there's no reason why you wouldn't.
I see you have, on your drawing, it appears that you have it 62 feet from the garage and only 20 feet from the property line.
Because eventually, the other part of the yard, if it ever happens, I'd like to put a pool back there, so I didn't want the windmill right in the middle of my backyard.
Right. Gotcha.
So I tried to put it over by the shed.
We were also trying to put it in the best spot where we could catch the most amount of wind. And he came out and a little compass and all that. So, not that you can't move it a little bit.
Plus, it's in the back of the yard. So if anyone was to build next to us, their yard's even longer than our yard is. So it shouldn't create a problem.
Plus, I was kind of wanting to get it closer behind the peak of the garage so you saw less of it from the front.
And still keep place for the textage.
So Susan, the only requirement is that it meet the setback requirement for structure.
What is setback?
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Boardman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10335, as I don't believe it offers the central character of the neighborhood.
Can you have a second to that motion?
Mr. McCabe, can I ask that given some of the previous situations that you add to your motion, that Mr. Manoj supply a certification that installation has been done according to specs?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And everyone understand it?
Right. May I ask a question? Who would be authority as to document that it's done correctly? Or do you need a first aid or a representative who?
It would be preferable if you get a registered engineer, a PE, from Delaware to do it. Otherwise, I think, given the fact that you've been through the training program, the board would accept your certification.
Okay, along with...
Put your name on the line.
I can put my name and I can put the engineering diagrams of the foundation and its copy of its stamp, if that would be all right.
Falls down, we know where to look.
Yes, sir. I'll be responsible.
Okay, you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,335. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Case number